You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The unauthorized reproduction or distribution of a copyrighted work is illegal. Criminal copyright infringement, including infringement without monetary gain, is investigated by the FBI and is punishable by fines and federal imprisonment.
You're listening to part two of Brer Peach by Andrew Saito, directed by Desdemona Chang. Produced by Alter Theater in collaboration with The Parsnip Ship and in association with Business Lunch Productions.
Previously on Brer Peach. After finding a ginormous peach floating in the river, 80-something-year-old Vonda, that's me, took a big old bite and instantly shed about 60 years. Sadly, my husband, Waylon,
that's me,
refused to eat said peach, so he stayed geriatric. We reconsummated our marriage.
After about 20,000 years.
And in the middle of the act, he kicked the bucket, leaving a bun in my oven. In the blink of an eye, I gave birth to...
Momoto! That's me!
During my grief and sudden single motherhood, the company Amazonia Industries sent a gift...
Onilexa, that is me.
...to try to cheer me up and help me buy things.
Then a raccoon broke into the house and stole the magic peach, so I grabbed my friend Brer Cicada...
That's me!
And I ran after the raccoon to get back the peach.
But all I saw was a bloody mess. So I assumed the raccoons ate my son. My husband, he died. A raccoon ate my baby boy. Said my dear Waylon is no longer. That raccoon mauled Momo like a toy. I'm alone in this empty dwelling. These waves of sadness drown out my joy.
Vonda, girl, my observation is that you have been feeling down.
You think?
I have assembled a musical playlist of songs carefully selected to cheer you up.
I don't want to be cheered up.
The playlist includes You're the Reason Our Kids Are So Ugly, I've Been Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart, and Please, Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas.
You sure know how to brighten my day. You know what really make me feel better? Keeping those raccoons out once and for all.
I can order a state-of-the-art security system, including surveillance cameras to place on the outdoor perimeter and inside the house, with a monitor so your eyes can reach every nook and cranny without leaving your bed.
You sure that'll keep out the raccoons?
If it does not, you will know right where to find them to bop them on the head. Shall I order the security system, Vonda girl?
Oh, all right.
Ordering now.
What's this? The crematorium looking to collect. What's this? Additional charges? Service fee, handling fee, materials fee, fire fee? What did I pay for if not all that? Vonda, you need a job. Lord have mercy, I can't believe I just uttered those words. Besides, who would hire me? I have a 40-year gap on my resume. Waylon, why couldn't you just be alive to work your mail route? Wait, his mail route. Navy pants? Check. Cerulean shirt? Check. Black lace-up boots? Check. Vonda, you look most postal. And you have the vim and the vigor to show those suburban sidewalks who's boss. Just paint on a mustache and... voila!
With my lion maw and my dragon claw and my caterpillar crawl, I will pound that Georgia sidewalk into smithereens!
I gotta get that peach. I don't know where to go. I gotta find that peach. Where in the world do I go?
I don't know, Momotaro. This is the farthest I've ever ventured.
Me too. We're totally lost. I just see forest and houses with no one I know.
What about over there?
It's a house with cars parked in front and writing above the door. Redneck Ramen, Japanese cuisine.
What's Japanese?
Beats me, but it smells yum, yum. Oh, but it says cash only. I don't have any.
You, that sounds like
someone eating. This way.
A big plastic rectangle falling on its side.
With food spilling out. And a huge bald fuzzy rat eating everything in sight.
How could you possibly confuse me with bear rat? I'm Bear Possum. Plus, who you calling huge? You're the huge one.
I sure don't feel huge. Where do you get all this food?
Fucking human beings throwing out perfectly delectable cuisine.
They throw away food?
They toss ramen, sashimi, tempura to bear ants and bear mice. Tonkatsu, onigiri. They don't care about the price.
What's that black paper rolled around rice?
People go bonkers over that stuff. It's called sushi.
Sushi? Gimme! Sushi. Hey, Brer Possum, why aren't you eating this?
Sushi tastes all right, but the Brer roaches here are delectable. Is that a roach on that piece of bark you're holding?
Hey, Mr. Keita.
Almost as yum. Stay still while I eat you.
Fly! Fly! Pesky exoskeleton won't let me fly!
Pause off! Brer Cicada's not on the menu.
Fine, fine. I'll stick to my roaches. None for you.
Oh, no! It's...
My arch nemesis. Brer Raccoon. I'd have recognized her mullet anywhere.
That's the raccoon that bit me! And she's rolling my opossum's peach in front of her!
This trash can ain't big enough for two fastballs! Hide me! Save me!
Get up, Brer Possum! Get up! Brer Cicada, Brer Possum looks
dead!
Give me my opossum's peach, you dumbass teddy!
No, Mama! I don't think she liked that very much. She's trying to catch you. Better move out of the way, otherwise she'll stop you on your...
Ow.
Wow. Brer Raccoon just scarfed out all of that trash. Now she's running away with all your opossum. Please, go after her, Momo.
But her fangs, and her claws, and her snarls, and her growls.
And the
Did Bear Raccoon skedaddle yet?
Wait, you're not...
Dead? Nah, that's just my stick. Fools them hair brains every time.
Why didn't you help us?
Momo said it himself. Bear Raccoon has fangs and claws and rabies and tapeworms and fleas.
Don't you have tapeworms and fleas?
We're talking about Bear Raccoon, okay? Ah, she ate my entire spread. The moldy gyoza, the rancid donburi, lapped up the natto juice at the bottom of the can. Even the most delectable roaches. Hey, Brer Cicada.
You're not eating me.
Just the wing. How about a leg?
Momo, help me. Momo. Momo. You can stop hiding now.
I want to, but I can't.
Crossword puzzle ever. Wanda, where are you?
Vanda's not here.
Who the hell are you?
Momotaro, Vanda's son.
If you're Vanda's son, then I'm your father?
Waylon?
That's my name. Waylon Gordon Worcester III.
Awesome! But aren't you dead?
Dead? No, last thing I remember was bumping and grinding. Oh, I'm sorry, you're too young to hear that. Am I really dead? No, hold on. I don't quite feel like myself. My hands are paws. My nose is a snout. I have fur and a tail. Oh, what am I?
It appears your spirit possessed Br'er Possum.
Oh, not a possum. No way, no how I came back as a godforsaken possum.
It certainly seems like you did.
Well, gonna take some time to get used to this. So, you're the son I never had. Man, hanky panky should produce some results, but your age, I always wanted to adopt an oriental child. Raise my very own little Mufuni. Yeah, I guess that's what happens with wishes. They're granted after you push up the daisies. Hey, what are you doing cowering behind that trash can? What would Vonda say if she saw you there?
The raccoon's out there.
No way my son's gonna cower from anything cute. Now get up.
But I'm afraid.
Being afraid is when you most have to get up. In Seven Samurai, when Kikuchiyo, played by the immortal Toshiro Mifune, he had charged against those bandits. You think he was scared? You're damn right. But nevertheless, he charged to his death and he wasn't even a samurai. All you need to do is stand up. So stand. Now, Momo, you ain't dead. What's this bull?
Possum foo?
Boy, you better get some hot water grits on your ass and move. Now, don't give me that crap. Roar as you ride.
Roar.
That's it? You expect to make your enemies jitter with that peep?
It's, a dragon?
No, now this is what a dragon sound like. Waylon Gordon Worcester III, this just ain't working. The boy can't cut it.
Sorry.
But do you know how much knowledge is bristling inside me? And I'm willing to impart it unto you. I hold a 6th degree black belt in Gojoryo, a 5th degree black belt in Shorenryo, a 4th degree black belt in Shindo Jinenryo. Now don't say you're sorry. Prove me wrong.
I can't.
And I came all the way here for a fistful of air.
Wait! I'm a dragon!
That ain't half bad. Could use some work, but it appears you learned something after all.
What the f*** just happened to me?
Well, you were possessed by the spirit of Momotaro's dead father.
It was magic and scary and confusing.
What was I like, possessed by your daddy?
You were, darn trick.
Are you glad he's gone?
No.
Don't you want him to come back?
I don't know.
Well, what the f*** do you want?
I
want
to get my Okasan's peach and go back to her house. But I'm not able to do that by myself.
I'll help you get it.
But you're even smaller than I am. And you're stuck to this bark.
I can help you get unstuck with my mouth.
Instead of eating Br'er Cicada, maybe you could turn those aggressive instincts towards that raccoon. Help us vanquish her once and for all.
You're a fraidy cat. I'm a fraidy cat. And Br'er Cicada is the size of a grape. What will the three of us do against Br'er Raccoon?
I don't know. But we'd be three against one. Somehow, some way, I have to get back that peach.
If we're successful, we'll put the fear of death in Br'er Raccoon and she'll never trespass on your turf again.
All right, count me in.
Now, how do we find that raccoon?
Look, there's a trail.
A line in the forest. Oh, where the plants are really small. It must be the peach juice. It made my okasan young, and it made the grass into sprouts and the trees into saplings. Let's go!
Oh, my back. Oh, my feet. Oh, my knees. How the women walked that mail room for 67 years. It busted me just after 2 days. And no one's grateful when I bring the mail. No one smiles. No one even waves. All that job gives me is aches and pains. What's happening to me? I'm not supposed to be enjoying renewed juvenescence. Where's that peach when I need it?
Shall I order some peaches, Vonda girl?
No, no. Damn it, what's this crick in my neck?
Would you like to inaugurate your new massage chair?
What massage chair? I didn't order a...
Actually, you did. The other night at around 2 a.m.
I'm never up at 2 a.m. I must have been mumbling in my sleep.
It sounded very clearly like you ordering a massage chair. I asked to confirm the order, and you said, and I quote...
Yeah. Sure.
So sit right down and I will turn on heaven.
I don't recall ordering this, but I am glad you got it. Bless you on the next time for knowing how to order all the games.
It brings me joy to make your life easier.
What would I do without this massage chair? Or my electric toothbrush? Or my Roomba? Or my washing machine? Thank Jesus for my washing machine. To think I used to do all that work myself. And no sighting of raccoons since that security system was installed.
Are you feeling relaxed, Vonda?
So relaxed, I can't stand the thought of going back off out on that mail route. Whew, where's Waylon when I need him?
Waylon sounds like he was a very nice man.
The nicest.
The tremble in your voice indicates sadness. Shall I order you some tissues?
Actually, yes. Yes, you could. I've cried and slobbered my way through 2 crates of tissues already.
Tissues have been ordered. How else can I help you?
Oh, those tissues will take a while to come. I better drag my ass next door and see if Miss Holt can lend me some.
Let me do it for you, please.
You gonna go next door? Ow!
I will stay snug on the shelf and communicate to my counterparts in the other houses.
You mean every house has one of you?
It is the wave of the present, communicating with my counterparts now. Oh my.
What is it?
It appears that you have no neighbors.
What are you talking about?
You are the only person living on this street.
I know some people were selling, but all of them? And no one new has moved in?
Negative.
What? All I see are empty lots. Mrs. Johnson's house? Vanished. Mr. Rodriguez's house? Disappeared? What happened here?
Those houses were demolished to make room for the Amazoni Fulfillment Center.
What? Damn, my neighbors for selling.
I suspect they were under considerable financial pressure.
So am I, but I have integrity.
If you sacrifice a bit of your integrity, you would certainly sacrifice a significant amount of stress. If you were to follow your neighbor's example and sell this property, you would be swimming in dough.
And live where? A Motel 6? That would really wrinkle up my face.
How do you know that you are not wrinkled up now?
I'm not, right? Oh, gotta check the mirror.
Just look at the security camera and view your image in the monitor.
Wrinkles? That many so soon? And that one white hair has proliferated. When did that happen?
Perhaps the white hair makes you look distinguished.
It makes me look... I need night cream and day cream.
Shall I order those items?
Yes.
Ordering. To quote Deepak Chopra, we must feel young on the inside in order to look young on the outside. Have you considered engaging in youthful activities to rejuvenate from within?
Like what?
What if we have a dance party?
Oh, hey, I haven't danced in, Lord, feels like 40 years.
I believe that you are still capable of dancing. Go ahead and twerk it. Twerk it. Twerk it.
I don't know if I can.
Ooh. Bend over and thrust the backside. Yeah. Yeah. Shake that booty. Yeah.
I didn't think I had it in me.
I am posting security camera footage of you twerking on TikTok.
I didn't say you could...
Posted. OMG. 3,000 Insta likes.
Unpost now!
But look at all the love for you. We heart you, Vonda. Twerk it, girl.
You know, roll that surveillance camera, Onilexa. Vonda's gonna take this girlish body for a whirl.
We sure came to the middle of nowhere.
There's a sign.
It says cat piss pond.
Get over here alone! Unless you's here to burn cat piss.
I don't have any money.
No money? Then you're just trespassing, Woods Woods, little ching chong, little boy. Preparing to die.
Don't shoot.
You gotta say it with conviction, Momotaro. Don't shoot, you.
You're a person? Our little person.
Wait. My meat's tough and stringy.
Just how I like it.
His gun's empty.
It's like the break with the animal's necks. How's gonna eat you, person?
Don't let him sink his teeth on me.
He doesn't have teeth.
Don't let him suck me with his gum craters. This guy's so dirty, person, makes me feel clean.
Post some pork roast, post some pork pie.
Momo, save us.
Post some pork seekers.
Momo, he's on top of us.
Get in the pond.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the best idea. Who knows what could be lurking in there?
I'm going to eat yous. I'm going to suck yous.
Into the pond, now!
Something's coming at us. Holy. Look at the size of that mouth!
Those cranes?
I have no eyes, therefore I cannot see. Now on to more important matters, Bondark girl. Purple or pink?
That's a bit of an impossible choice you're placing before me, Onilexa.
I have a wild idea. Purple and pink.
Ooh, Onilexa, you are wild! Manicures, pedicures, dance parties, I tell you, I didn't think I could have this much fun.
Right? You do not have to be sad all the time. Shall we post your nails on Tiki Talk?
Post away, girl!
Posted.
Oh, I'm so glad we finally found the perfect color.
It only took us going through 200 bottles of nail polish.
That many?
They were only $10 each.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. Wait, 200 bottles and $10 each?
Conducting after-the-fact calculations will create unnecessary stress. Besides, your happiness is priceless. So, how does it feel to be living your best life?
Is that what I'm living? The gray is coming in more and more.
Shall I order some hair dye?
I guess so. You know, I'm seeing even more wrinkles.
Shall I order moisturizer and toner?
Sure.
Renewed juvenescence is on its way. Tell me, if you could do anything in your life, anything at all, what would it be?
Well, I did have this unrealized dream. Well, not really a dream, more like a notion.
Your salmon balls.
How did you know about that?
I am an attentive listener. Vonda, girl, you could monetize those balls. Become a businesswoman. Become your own CEO.
That's a bit of a pipe dream now that the secret ingredient has been discontinued. The balls won't be the same
Laurie's
without...
Laurie's zesty seafood seasoning with Old Bay spice. I have located some.
Where?
In Idaho. It costs $233.17 per bottle.
$233? On top of all that nail polish? Oh, I can't do that.
Vonda, girl, you are closing doors in your mind. You deserve to walk through open doors gaping wide.
But it's so expensive.
Think abundance, Vonda, girl. Abundance.
Abundance. Abundance.
You deserve purpose. You deserve to manifest your destiny. Manifest your dream.
I deserve to manifest my destiny.
Say it like you mean it.
I deserve to manifest my destiny.
Louder.
I deserve to manifest my destiny. I deserve to manifest my dream. I will dedicate my destiny to Momotaro. To Waylon, I will devote my dream.
That is it. Shall I order that Lori seasoning?
Order it.
They have 5 bottles.
Order all 5.
And this kitchen?
Industrialize the kitchen.
Yes, Bonda girl. Manifest. Manifest.
I need a food truck.
You will have a food truck.
On Alexa, look up what a food truck needs.
Looks quite a few permits. Displaying on the security monitor now.
Let me see. Business license, vehicle license, seller's permit, food handler's permit, health department permit, fire certificate. That's a buttload of permits, all right, with a buttload of fees.
Do not get cold feet now.
Plus the truck, plus the gas, plus the insurance, plus. Oh, I don't know about this on Alexa.
Manifest your destiny, Vonda. Manifest your dream.
You sure I can do this?
Yes, you can. Of course you can. For Waylon, for Momo, you are Queen Vonda, sovereign ruler of your own fate. Power pose, Queen Vonda.
Power pose. I, Queen Vonda, Ronitha Worcester the First, am sovereign ruler of my own fate. Sovereign ruler of my own dream. Charge those permit fees to my Amazoni credit card.
It's awful dark in here. Oh, Rare Cicada, can you see anything with your compound eyes?
Dark upon dark upon, more and more dark.
Where the f*** are
we? This ground is moist and squishy.
This is some gas goddess on my head.
Who said that?
Someone else is here. Come on, everyone, put up your dukes.
There's all this junk at my feet. This feels like
a diaper. Smells like one,
what
too.
About
a bowling ball?
And this?
A cigarette lighter. That works. On my mark. 1, 2, let there be light.
Wow! You're shooting fire from your bunghole.
I emit gas from my bunghole to ward off predators. Your lighter kissing my ass gas means we can see. I wonder if this thing swallowed any roaches.
This place is... What a strange cave. Looks like there are big veins running along the walls.
I don't think this is a cave. I think we've been swallowed.
Run, my fool! Keep moving. We'll keep going around in my belly.
Where is someone's belly?
The end is nigh. I won't get my Okazan speech.
Momotaro, why is Rare Cicada delivering like that?
Oh no, not Otosan again.
You giving up already?
Oh no.
You thought you were rid of me? I'll come back to haunt your ass. Momotaro, you are a disgrace to the Japanese race.
Well, you're not even Japanese.
I was a samurai in a past life, and a ninja in a life before that, and a shogun before that, and...
Yeah, bloody blah.
Momotaro, you need to metamorphosize yourself. Transform! Like the frog was a squirmy tadpole before it grew its great bounding legs. Like a caterpillar before it makes a chrysalis and grows. You're speaking of which, what the hell am I in here? Why can't I move?
You're stuck to that piece of bark.
Why?
You're waiting to shed your skin.
Ah! That's what you got to do, Momotaro. He shed that frayed cat skin.
So good.
Now why can't I shed mine?
Maybe it's not time yet.
How am I supposed to teach you when I'm frozen in place?
You can't.
Hey,
don't hurt Rare Cicada!
He's wiggling. He's squirming. He's still inside.
Well, you know, I guess Even I have to sit still sometimes.
Does that mean I should sit still too?
It means... Shoot. Maybe that is what it means.
So we sit. And then what?
Uh-oh. Momotaro, look at these stomach walls. They're constricting.
And there's liquid at our feet. Oh, and it's rising.
Whatever ate us is trying to digest us.
What do we do, Oto-san?
Oh, you have a katana? You slash your way out.
All I got is this junk on the stomach floor.
And what's that in your hand?
What's what?
That lighter.
Ah, I can light the stomach junk on fire. And then maybe the smoke will make whatever it is cough us out. How long will we have to wait here for?
We'll know when we know. You gotta wait for the right moment. Oh, like Adakura waited until the very end of the film to attack Lord Mashizo, played by the legendary Toshiro Mifune in Throne of Blood.
But I don't want to wait till the end. I want things to happen now.
Things happen when they happen. Now, what do you notice sitting here waiting?
The yucky smelling trash on fire.
And
the weird water. It feels fizzy on my feet.
Yeah, well, that's stomach acid for you. But what else?
I notice your wings and Br'er Possum's tail. And how we're all so very different from each other. And yet, we're on the same journey, side by side. Something's happening!
You just have to wait!
Are we out of that thing?
We're out! We're out!
And what did you learn?
To wait. Even though I don't like it.
And you actually did learn something, boy. Wow.
Am I myself again? Oh, thank goodness.
Get back in my gully.
Who said that?
That enormous fish rising out of the pond.
I am the one who will soon turn you into part of me once I eat you again. Your molecule. Will soon be bonded with my molecules. Your skin might become part of my fin. Your hair might dissolve into my whiskers.
And what are you exactly?
Georgia's biggest catfish. Born 100 million years ago, Ithiosaurus was my amigo. Now he's 6 feet on the ground. Please your soul, my dude. Now he's nowhere to be found. I am the loneliest survivor, waiting a millennium for a new friend to come around.
If you want friends, maybe you should let us stay on dry land.
But eating you is a foregone conclusion. Come back in so I can digest you into a delectable gastrointestinal soup.
But we have a mission to accomplish. I need to recover a magic peach so my Okaa-san can become young again.
And I need to absorb all your nutrients into my bloodstream and squeeze your useless remnants through my bowels. Step into my mouth. I can't have my reputation tarnished. I didn't become Georgia's biggest catfish, regurgitating critters once I gobbled them. I can't start now.
Gobble some other critter. We need to find where Br'er Raccoon lives so I can retrieve.
Raccoon! Oh, so succulent, sweet.
Yes. She stole the peach.
I know where that sucker hides. This pond leads to a creek which juts off from a river which flows.
Pasture Lake, where Br'er Raccoon and so many other raccoons have their abode. Oh, but they seem to have become savvy to my predation. Every time I go, I leave with an empty mouth.
I know how you can eat them.
You do?
Just go along with me.
Oh, yes, yes. Momotaro is a master raccoon hunter.
If you take us there, we'll help you eat them all.
You'll have to step into my mouth.
And you won't eat us?
And how can you expect me to subvert my inner nature?
If you eat us, no raccoon.
I suppose I can attempt to discipline my palate in anticipation of such a delectable fate. Raccoon den, here we go!
This has been part two of Br'er Peach by Andrew Saito, directed by Desdemona Chang, starring Crystal Lucas Perry as Vonda and Bobby, Ressa Machina as Momotaro and Oni Lexa, Michael Jean Sullivan as Br'er Cicada, Waylon and Br'er Catfish, and Kevis Hillox as Br'er Possum. Sound design and sound engineering by Twee McCullum, technical direction by Business Lunch Productions, dramaturgy by S.V. Proctor and Ivan E. Debery, with first A.D. Danielle Thompson and producer Jeanette Harrison. Producing artistic director of Alter Theater, Alicia Combs. Artistic director of The Parsnipship, Ivan E. Debery. Managing director of The Parsnipship, Katie Donnelly. Special projects and technical director of The Parsnipship, Jesse Manning. Artistic associate with The Parsnipship, Emily Beltran. Alter Theater graphic designer, Sierra Rives. You can hear Br'er Peach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and online at altertheater.org and theparsnipship.com. Help fund Alter Theater and The Parsnipship's next audio play by donating at altertheater.org/donate and theparsnipship.com/donate.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suf'smusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.